Today is the solemnity of the Holy Trinity. I remember when I was in theology, when I was seminarian, the dogma of the Holy Trinity is one of the most difficult subjects in sacred theology. The doctrine of the Holy Trinity holds that God is one God, but three co-eternal, consubstantial persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as one God in three divine persons. We can't explain one God but three divine persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, but equal in majesty. The three divine persons exist before time, but it is only through Jesus that God is revealed, not only as Son, but also as Father and Holy Spirit. We can only know the dogma of the Holy Trinity through analogy, by apparent knowledge. For example, in mathematics, you think a number from 1 to 10. So you have your number, 1 to 10, you can pick one. 1 to 10. Then you can multiply now to 5. I know you have the right answer. However, in the dogma of Holy Trinity, 1 plus 1 plus 1 equals 1. It's difficult to explain the dogma of the Holy Trinity. The three divine persons are equal in majesty and community. I remember the Catechism of the Catholic Church. It speaks of the Holy Trinity in which can never known unless they are revealed by God. The Holy Trinity is the central mystery of Christian faith. Nobody can explain the mystery of faith. Even the new saints like Saint Thomas Aquinas and Saint Jerome, the expert of the sacred scripture. Holy Trinity is a mystery. Jesus says, "No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son." In my own short reflection, there are three important points regarding Holy Trinity. First, the Father. The Father, known to be a creator God, God the Father, is regarded as the first person of the Holy Trinity. God the Father is the creator of all things. This means that He was the creator of the world and everything in it. He is the Father of the universe. Second point, the Son. The Son, known to be the Redeemer, is the key in revealing God to humankind. Jesus was the Messiah, the Son of God, who was crucified for the sins of humanity. Jesus gives us a human face to God by proclaiming the gospel, curing the sick, forgiving sinners, healing the wounded, restoring broken relationships, and giving his life on the cross. Jesus leaves behind his body as food for our journey. And he promises that if we follow him, he and the Father will make their home for us. He is the way going to the Father. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the light of the world. He promises to send us the Holy Spirit. Third, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, known to us as the Sanctifier, Comforter, Consoler, Healer, and Advocate. The Holy Spirit is the divine love formed between the Father and the Son. Through the Holy Spirit, we join in the circle of life and love, endowing us with gifts or strengths necessary for the journey. That's why we have 7 graces of the Holy Spirit: our wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, and fear of the Lord. For my conclusion, our words will always be poor and inadequate to remember that God reveals himself to be a God of communion, who enlarges the divine persons to welcome us to this great communion of life and love. My dear sisters and brothers, in order to feel the real presence of the 3 divine persons, every day I give 3 minutes for my personal devotion. 1 minute to God the Father. Just think the best gift that you receive for the whole day. Another 1 minute to God the Son. Ask for pardon and forgiveness. Another 1 minute to the Holy Spirit. Ask for guidance for the next coming day. In that, you will experience the real presence of the Holy Spirit, one God, but 3 divine persons.